胁迫罪。
He did not use pressure to urge Job to acknowledge.
他乃是以一个教师的方法来劝导，来解释一些他不合理的言论。
He used a method of a teacher to advise him, tell him what is not reasonable.
所以他对于苦难也有他自己一套的看法。
And he also has his own understanding about suffering.
那这一些都不是他三个朋友所能够有的一种美德。
This is lacking for the three friends.
那我们来看他把约伯所讲的话归纳为哪几点。
Let's see how many categories he classified Job's talking.
那首先我们看33章第八节到第十一节。
First chapter 33 verse 8 through 11.
你所说的我听见了，也听见你的言语说，我是清洁无辜的，我是无辜的，在我里面也没有罪孽，神找机会攻击我，以我为仇敌，把我的脚上了木狗，窥察我一切的道路。我要回答你，你这话无理，因为神比智人更大。那就讲到神是不是会攻击一个无辜的人。
He talked, will God attack the innocent man?
那他认为神绝对不会这么做。
He knows God will never do this.
那为什么呢？
Why?
他有几个理由。
Many reasons.
那第一个理由，神有保密的自由。
First, God can keep his secret.
那十三节。
In verse 13.
你为何与他争论呢？因为他的事都不对人解说。
Why do you complain against him that he does not give an account of all his doing?
所以有的时候我们的遭遇，神不向我们说明，这不一定是一件不好的事。
Sometimes God doesn't explain to what we have experienced. It's not actually something bad.
你因为神不跟你讲话，你就乱讲话，这是不合理的。
If God doesn't talk to us, then we talk wildly. This is not why, right?
是不是我们好多时候来对神也有这样无理的要求？
Do we sometimes treat God that this unreasonable way?
常常说，这简直是不应该这样嘛。
Well, we shouldn't be like this.
他为什么啊这样对待我？
Why he treat me like this?
那我们希望神给我们做一个报告。
We hope God give us a report.
那如果你家里有孩子，
If you have children in your home,
你从office 回来了。
Come home from the office.
你的儿子跟你说。
Your son talked to you.
请你把今天一天报告给我听。
Please report what you have done today.
你不知道你的感觉是怎么样。
I don't know how do you feel.
那么这个以利户怎么说呢？
How did Elihu say?
那神的事不对都对人说，因为神比世人更大。
He said he would not give accounts to you all because he is greater than man.
那实际上我们知道神有的时候说我们也不知道也不清楚。
Sometimes God, even if he talked to us, we cannot understand him.
甚至于神说了以后对我们也不一定有好处。
When he tell us, not necessarily beneficial to us.
什么叫做试炼？
What is a trial?
试炼如果跟你讲清楚了就不叫试炼。
If he explained it to you, it won't be called a trial.
那有的时候我们呢总喜欢神把我们一生的蓝图都给我们讲得清清楚楚。
Oh, we like God give us blueprint of our life.
所以好多人喜欢去找算命的。
So we like to go to a fortune teller.
教会里面不会有算命的。
We can never find one in church.
因为神认为把你的命告诉了你呢，对你不造就。
God knows that to tell you everything is not good for you.
有的人讲得很好。
Somebody said.
如果你将来的道路是苦的话，
If the path, the way of your life will be miserable,
神预先告诉你，
God will tell you ahead of time,
这个苦会加深一倍，
and this suffering will be doubled.
如果你将来是很快乐的话，
If you'll be happy in the future,
预先告诉你以后，
tell you ahead of time,
你的快乐会减少一半，
and you will decrease the happiness.
实际上就是如此。
Actually, it is so.
比如说神告诉你30岁要死。
If God tell you, you will die,
那你现在啊，就天天坐立不安了。
And every day you won't be happy.
又吃不下，又睡不着。
Cannot eat, cannot sleep.
说不定不到30岁已经死掉了。
Maybe you die before 30.
那如果神告诉你，你30岁要发大财。
If God tell you, you will become rich on the age of
30,
then you start to be excited.
到了真正发财,
when you really have the wealth, you won't feel happy
anymore.
So God will tell us things will happen in the future.
一方面是为了训练我们的信心,
one side he wants to train us.
一方面实际上, 是为了我们的益处。
Another way is for our benefit.
那么为什么, 神, 不跟人讲话呢?
Why God doesn't talk to man?
那第33章14节到18节, 他又讲出第二个理由。
He tells the second reason from verse 14 through 18.
我们一起来练。
Let's read together.
那33章14节到第18节。
Verse 14 through 18.
神说了一次两次, 自然却不理会。 人躺在床上沉睡的时候，神就用梦和夜间的异象开通他们的耳朵，将当受的教训印在他们心上，好叫人不同自己的不行骄傲的事，拦阻人不陷在坑里，不死在刀下。实际上，神并不是永远不讲话。It's
not God never talked to man.
有的时候神是一而再再而三地讲话。God
tells us one after another.
特别是要救人脱离罪恶，使他的心窍开启的时候，神是不厌其烦地讲话。Especially
to someone to save him out from sin.
那或者是用异梦，或者是这种异象。We
use dreams or visions.
那但是人常常不理会神的话语。But
human always ignore him.
所以神并不是永远不讲话的神。
God is not one never talk.
那么第三方面, 他又讲到神有时候不讲话是为了惩治人。
The third reason that God doesn't talk is because to punish us.
那就是33章19节到28节。
From verse 19 through 28.
那么当人受神惩治的时候, 那人在神的面前就应该悔改。
When a person is punished, he should repent before God.
这一些的话语，我相信我们看了之后都觉得是非常独特的言语。
When we read all these verses, we think these are very unique verses.
那么他就在第二点来回答约伯的话语。
He answered Job for the second time.
那这是34章第5节和第6节。
Chapter 34, verse 5 and 6.
一起来念34章5节6节。
Verse 5 and 6.
约伯曾说：“我是公义，神夺去我的理，我虽有理，还算为说谎言的；我虽无过，受的伤还不能得医治。”这个就讲到。 神会攻击，神是专横无理的神吗？
Is God a tyrannical God?
那他是对于有理的人也会无辜的攻击吗？
And will he attack an innocent man?
那么以利户呢，就从4点来回答他的问题。
Elihu answered him from 4 points.
在第34章10节到第15节。
In chapter 34, verse 10 through 15.
他首先肯定神是一位绝对公平的神。
He asserted that God is a just God.
所以他绝对不会做任何错误的事。
He will not do anything perverted to the truth.
那么第二呢，在16节到28节。
The second reason from verse 16 to 28.
他讲到神也不可能做错事。
It's impossible for God to do something wrong.
因为神对于人有绝对的知识。
Because he thoroughly understands man.
所以他判断人不会有错误。
So his judgment will never be wrong.
那么第29节到30节。
Verse 29 and 30.
他是讲到神一切的惩罚对人的对待都是绝对公平的。
He said that
绝对正确的。
His judgment is always correct.
所以每一个人所受的份都是恰到好处。
Everybody received the portion he deserved.
那么第31节到37节。
Verse 31 to 32-37.
他就讲出了他个人对于约伯受苦的一个认识。
He tells him personally how he thinks Job's suffering was.
是神在那里试验他。
Because God was trying him.
那这一点是他与三个朋友不同的所在。
That's the difference he is with the three friends.
我们来读一读这几节圣经。
Let's read 31-37.
31节。念起，有谁对神说，我受了责罚，不再犯罪，我左看不明的，求你指教我。我若做了孽，必不再做。他施行报应，岂要随你的心愿，叫你垂直不受吗？选定的是你，不是我。你所知道的，只管说吧。明理的人和听我话的智慧人，必对我说，约伯说话没有知识，言语中毫无智慧。愿约伯被试验到底，因他回答像恶人一样。他在罪上又加悖逆，在我们中间拍手，用许多言语轻慢神。他认为约伯在试验的时候没有受到应该受到的教训。
He thought during his trials he did not really learn the lesson.
所以他赞成神延长这个试验的时间。
He agreed God can will postpone this period of suffering.
那么第三个要点是什么呢？
What's the third point?
神赏罚不明吗？
Is God unjust to give recompenses?
35章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 35, verse 1-3.
以利户又说，你以为有理，或以为你的公义胜过神的公义，才说这与我有什么益处？我不犯罪，比犯罪有什么好处呢？这讲到到底一个人行善有什么好处？
Job feels, what is the advantage to do good?
我相信我们好多时候来也有同样的一个牢骚。
I think we often have this complaint too.
以利户怎么回答这个问题呢？
How did Elihu answer this?
实在是一个有智慧的人。
He really was a man of wisdom.
他反过来问一个问题。
He asked him in a question.
你犯罪对神有什么坏处呢？
He said, if you sin, what hurt you can do to God?
那你这个犯罪能够使神有这么亏损呢？
You're saying, how can you damage God by your sinning?
那他看起来，所以神并没有一个义务，因为人犯罪他一定要来管教人，因为跟他没有什么大的影响。
God really doesn't have the responsibility to take care of your sinning.
那么，但是人犯罪的对于自己、对于周围的人却有影响。
When you sin, it's really an influence to yourself and to the people around you.
因此，他认为一个人受苦的时候，神要他学习一个更深的功课。
So when man is suffering, God wants him to learn a deeper lesson.
那就是让人在夜间歌唱。
Is to make man to sing during the middle of night.
那所以他讲到后面，他就劝约伯等候神把他的旨意显明出来。
So he advised Job to wait for God to reveal his own truth.
那35章第14节。
Chapter 35:14.
那接着下面他把他言论的第四点又表达出来。
In the fourth, he expressed his expression.
那是他对于苦难的看法。
And how he looks at suffering.
36章一直到第23节。
Chapter 36:1-23.
这一段话是非常宝贵的。
This is a precious paragraph.
那他这种对苦难的认识，实在对我们今天有很大的帮助。
It's helpful for us to understand what suffering is.
首先他认为苦难是一个洁净的火。
He think suffering is a purifying fire.
36章第8节到第10节。
Chapter 36:8-10.
我们一起来练练36章第8节到第10节。
Verse 8 and 10。
他们若被锁链捆住，被苦难的绳索缠住，他就把他们的作为和过犯指示他们，叫他们知道有骄傲的行动，他也开通他们的耳朵，得受教训，吩咐他们离开罪恶。好，就练这。你看这里所讲到 苦难能够对付人的一个罪，不是行为上的罪。
So we know suffering sometimes God want not only to deal with us the sin in our conduct, but the sin in our heart.
那很多时候来一些长久的苦难是对付里面的罪，就是骄傲的罪。
The, a long suffering usually is dealing with the, our inside sin, which is pride.
这实在是一个非常正确的说法。
This is a correct saying.
我们知道一个火的这个熬炼是能够熬炼到这个人这个铁的本质里头去。
A refining of fire can really work the iron to the purifying point.
这个水能够洁净一件事物的外表。
Water only washes the surface of something.
但是火呢，能够洁净一个事物的内里。
But the fire can purify the inside.
你看见一个铁放在火里。
When you see iron put in fire.
冷的就变成热的。
When it's cold, it becomes hot.
黑的就变成红的。
When it's black, it turns red.
那硬的就变成软的。
The hard becomes soft.
以后呢，整个的铁都变成火。
And the whole iron becomes fire.
所以神呢，把一个人放在那个长久的这个苦难里，就是好像把他放在火里头一样。
When God put a man in suffering for a long time, as if He put man into fire.
一定是要把他里面的一些杂质把它捞掉。
He wants to take away all the rubbish inside.
要让他与神的性情有份。
So that his nature would be like God.
那么这个火啊，这个苦难还有什么作用呢？
What's the other function of fire?
啊，苦难实际上是一种救人脱离苦难的方法。
Actually, it's a way to deliver man from suffering.
那十五节到第十六节。
Verse 15 and 16.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
啊，神借着困苦救拔困苦人，趁他们受欺压，开通他们的耳朵。神也必引你出离患难。进入宽阔不狭窄之地，摆在你膝上必满有肥甘。所以有的时候是痛苦啊，是为救我们脱离更大的困苦。
Sometimes afflictions is for helping us to be delivered from a greater affliction.
所以这就好像有的人打预防针一样。
Just like we take a preventing shot.
那么你预先有了这一个抵抗性呢，你就不会再去落在更深的苦难之中。
When you have the resistance, you can overcome the greater disease.
那么苦难的这个临到约伯，可是约伯不了解神的心意。
Suffering come to Job, he could not understand it.
所以他最后就责备约伯，拣选罪恶胜过拣选苦难。
So he blamed on Job, he chose evil rather than truth.
这一段话的确是非常高明的一段话语。
This is very reasonable and with a great truth.
那以后他就开始畅论神伟大的作为。
And later on, he described how great God's work is.
他从几个方面在大自然里面把神的奇妙作为述说出来。
He exhibited from the nature God's creation.
那三十六章二十四节到三十七章第十三节。
Chapter 36, verse 24 through chapter 37.
那三十六章的二十七节、二十八节讲到雨水。
Chapter 36, 27 and 28 talks about water.
那么这个三十章二十节下面就讲到雷轰、闪电。
And verse 30 talks about the thunder, lightning.
三十七章六节到第十节是讲到冰雪。
Chapter 37, verse 6 and 10 talks about ice and snow.
三十七章第十一节到十三节讲到云彩。
Verse 11 and 30 talks about clouds.
讲到神这管理大自然呢，都是有很多奇妙的作为。
How he rule all the universe, all wonders.
都是人不能够测度的。
It's the wonder man can never search.
所以最后他说，大自然物质的世界我们都不能测度。
He said, "This nature, this material world, we cannot even understand."
我们怎么能够对灵界的事完全了解呢？
How can we understand spiritual things thoroughly?
所以在他讲话的最后，他劝约伯安静等候神的旨意显明。
So at the end of his talking, he advised Job to wait quietly, looking for God's help.
神最终有一天要把黑暗除去，真理显明出来。
There will be a day God will remove the clouds and reveal the truth to him.
那我们现在读这一段话就结束了。
We read a passage, then we conclude.
我们读二十一节到二十四节，三十七章二十一节到二十四节。
Chapter 37, verse 21 through 24.
那现在有云遮蔽，人不得见穹苍的光亮，但风吹过，天又发晴，金光出于北方，在神那里有可怕的威严。论到全能者，我们不能测度，他大有能力，有公平和大义，必不苦待人，所以人敬畏他。凡自以为心中有智慧的人，他都不顾念。这一段话讲完之后，使得约伯和他三个朋友都心里头安静下来。
This paragraph really makes Job and his friends quiet down.
这个年轻人实在是大有学问。
This young man really was very learned.
也大有智慧。
Full of wisdom.
那么接着他这样的教导，使得约伯的心情就预备好了。
Because of the teaching, Job's heart was prepared ready.
所以就带出了神可以讲向他讲话的可能。
So he was ready for God to talk to him.
我相信这个以利户是神打发来的。
I think Elihu is sent by God.
他的话语的最大作用。
The greatest function of his talking was.
就好像一盆冷水浇下来。
Just like a lot of cold water shower upon.
让三个朋友跟约伯的心都冷静下来。
And the hearts of Job and the three friends can be quiet down.
让他们的心谦卑下来。
Humble themselves.
这个时候神就可以开始讲话。
Then God can start to talk to them.
所以神讲话的时候都是人预备好的时候。
So when God talks to us, it's the time when our hearts are prepared.
要不然的话神讲话也讲不进去。
Otherwise, when he talks to us, we cannot hear him.
我们感谢神。
Thank God.
我们还有最后一堂，明天就讲。
We still have another message.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们真是感谢赞美你。在这样复杂与的奇妙的宇宙，你有你自己的权柄来统管万有。你本为善，你所行的也善。虽然魔鬼用各样的方法要使人对于你的观念模糊，也使你的儿女们对于你的作为、对你的慈爱、对于你的计划怀疑，我们感谢你。洪水泛滥的时候，你仍然坐在天上为王。你没有一件事曾经出过错误，你没有一个计划曾经受过拦阻，你没有一件事不是对于爱你的人使他得着力量、得着益处。你告诉我们说，万事互相效力，叫爱你的人得益处。求主让我们实在相信你是一位没有错误的神，你是一位大有全能的神，让我们的信心在任何的环境里都能刚强站立得住。主啊，你告诉我们说，你使我们有信心，使我们胜过这世界的就是我们的信心。主啊，但愿这样一个信心能够长存在我们心里。哦，主啊，我们知道魔鬼用各样的方法要使我们的信心软弱，我们但愿你给我们有约伯那样的信心，更是给我们在你的面前受到患难的时候有一个安静的灵，在你的面前俯伏等候。求主垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。 我们知道在以利户发言之后，好像他的言论还没有发完就引出了神的声音。
We know after Elihu talked, before he even finished it, we know the Lord started to speak.
你看这个约伯记第三十七章。
In chapter 37,
在以利户最后一段发言的时间，他似乎是感觉到有一些事要发生。
When Elihu at the end of his discourse, he feels that something was going to happen.
第一节和第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
因此我心战惊，从原处移动，
听啊，神轰轰的声音，是他口中所发的响声。
At this also my heart trembles, and the lips from its place. Listen closely to the thunder of his voice, and the rumbling that goes out from his mouth.
所以在他发言已经把能够达到的目的达到的时候，神就开始讲话。
So before he accomplishes his purpose, the Lord starts to talk to him.
那神讲话的时间是最合适的。
God always talks at the appropriate time.
那就是在人的心灵安静、谦卑下来的时候。
That's when man's heart is humble and quiet.
那么我们如果心里面有很多的声音，好像牛羊鸽子的声音，我们就没有方法能够安静的听神的声音。
If our heart is filled with noisy of sheep and pigeons, then we cannot hear the voice of God.
那神讲话的时候，也是需要讲话的时候。
When God talks, it's indeed a time necessary for Him to talk.
当约伯的心安静谦卑下来。
When Job's heart was humble and quiet.
但是他还没有得着他要想得着的答案。
But he still didn't get the answer he wanted.
不错，以利户讲出一些道理。
It is true, Elihu talked some of the truth.
那到底为什么受苦呢？
Why was the reason he suffered?
以利户说，现在有云遮蔽，不得见穹苍的亮光。
Elihu said, now has clouds covered the sky.
所以我还是不知道。
I still don't know yet.
所以这个约伯还是很灰心，还是得不着答案。
So Job was still frustrated, couldn't get the answer.
那在人绝望的时候，就是神给人希望的时候。
When in our desperation, the hope comes from God.
神讲话也是针对着约伯他心灵的光景而说的。
God talked to Job is just a Job needed.
约伯啊，在他发言的最后向神挑战。
Job at the end of his talking, he challenged to God.
在三十一章第三十五节那里说。
In chapter 31, verse 35.
他说：“看了，在这里有我所画的轭，愿全能者回答我。”
He said, "Oh that I have one to hear me! Behold, here is my signature. Let the Almighty answer me."
并且他愿意把他的敌人告他的罪状戴在他的肩头上，绑在他的头上为冠冕。
And he also the indictment which my adviser was written, and he put on his shoulder.
他说：“我要以这个为我的荣耀。”
He will, I will take it as my pride.
并且我毫不惧怕的，好像一个君王一样，到他的面前来跟他辩论。
And I go to him like a king to argue with him.
好像他这个时候真是威风不可一世。
At this time, he really feels that he is so dignified.
胆神的胆子很小，不敢面对他。
As if God is scared of him, cannot face him.
那现在神说：“好，我接受应战。”
So God said, "Okay, I'm accepted your challenge."
所以他称约伯叫做我的勇士。
So he called Job my mighty man.
两次称他。我的勇士，我来了。
Twice he called to him, "I am coming, mighty man."
本来约伯自己以为胆子大得很。
Job thought he was very bold.
但神一跟他讲话的时候，他马上就说我是卑贱的。
As soon as the Lord speak to him, he said, "I am insignificant."
你看第四十章。
Let's see chapter 40.
第四十章第三节。
Verse 3.
于是约伯回答耶和华说：“我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你呢？只好用手捂口。我说了一次，再不回答；说了两次，就不再说。”
Then Job answered the Lord and said, "Behold, I'm insignificant. What can I reply to you? I lay my hand on my mouth. Once I have spoken, and I will not answer, even twice, and I will add no more."
那所以说一次说两次是当时一种语法。
He said once or twice is the way he expressed it.
那还是他说，哎呀，我不敢了，我说的太多了。
He said, "I talk too much. I dare not to say anything anymore."
你看，当神一显现的时候，人就觉得自己算不得什么。
So when the Lord appeared to us, we see our insignificance.
那到底这个神讲些什么话呢？
What did the Lord talk to him?
也好像一讲就讲了好几篇话。
When he start talking, as if he talked quite a lot too.
那么所讲的都是论到他自己本身的大作为
和他的大智慧。
All he talks concerning his almighty work and his wisdom.
是不断地提出一些宇宙之间所看见的一些事物来问约伯到底是怎么安排，是怎么设计，是怎么维持，是怎么供应的。
He points out a lot of things in this universe to ask Job how those are arranged, how these are planned, how these are supplied.
那么在第三十八章第一节到第十八节。
In chapter 38,
那神是讲到这个大地，神是怎样创造它。
God, verse 13 through 18, God told him how he laid the foundation of the earth.
他问约伯，你知道吗？到底是怎么创造的呢？
He asked him, do you know how this was created?
你能不能给我一些计谋，能给我一些参考的意见呢？
Can you give me any counsel for this creation?
那么第八节到十一节是讲到海洋是为什么有这样的安排呢？
Verse 8 through 11 tells them how the sea is arranged that way.
十二节到十五节讲到晨曦为什么会这样美丽呢？
Verse 12 through 15 tells how the morning dew is so beautiful.
十六节到十八节就讲到那个沧海的深处到底有什么秘密呢？
Verse 16 through 18 talks about the secret of the spring of the sea.
所有这一些你知道的有多少呢？
How much you know about all this?
那这都是一些他要约伯问他的知识到底有多少。
God tried to find out how much knowledge he has concerning this.
那么第三十八章十九节到三十八节。
Chapter 38, verse 19 through 38.
那是讲到那从穹苍万象的奇妙。
It's tell them the wonders of the atmosphere in all the universe.
讲到为什么这个世界这个宇宙穹苍之间有光明有黑暗。
Ask them why there's light and darkness.
它怎么来的？是谁来把它创造出来的？
How did it come from? Who created all this?
这是十九节到二十一节。
That's verse 19 through 21.
那么二十二节到三十节呢？
From 21 to 30.
又讲到这个大地上的气象是怎么变化的呢？
Ask him how the atmosphere is changing in this earth.
谁用什么法则来控制它的变化呢？
What is the principle that the ruler is controlling this?
那么在这三十一节到三十二节。
Verse 31 and 32.
那讲到了天上的群星万属是怎么样在那里运行呢？
How the constellation is moving according to the seasons.
这一些群星运行的能力又是谁给他的呢？
Who enabled them to move that way?
那三十三节到三十八节。
Verse 33 through 38.
讲到大自然的定律有多少？
What are the ordinances of heavens?
谁能够改变这些大自然的定律？
Who can change all these ordinances?
所以这里就把他的眼界就提到这个太空上去，让他看见谁在那里管理这一切。
So his eyes was lifted up to the higher place that he knows that he is limited.
那么这个三十八章三十九节到三十九章三十节。
Verse 39 of chapter 38.
又把约伯的眼光和思想带到这个地上的活物上面去。
He led his attention to the living creature on this earth.
那么三十九章四十一节。
Verse 41 in chapter 39.
讲到这个地上的禽兽，这飞禽走兽，为什么他们能够一直生养不息
？Tell them how the beast can continue to calving.The little one.
他们的粮食是谁来供应的
？Who is supplying their food?
他们为什么能够一直不缺乏的
？Why they always live in a life without any lacking?
那么三十九章一节到第十二节
，Chapter 39, verse 1 and 12.
那是讲到这个飞禽走兽的性情为什么格格不同。
Talks about the nature of the beast and the birds.
那么在三十九章十三节到三十节
，verse 13 through 30.
为什么这个各样的活物都有不同的活动的范围
？Why different animals have their realm patterns of their activities?
那这一些的问题问完以后
，after he asked all this,
约伯他已经觉得自己所知道的有限。
So Job knows how limited he know all this.
称知道自己是一个卑贱的人。
And he acknowledged he
is something really.
He said, none of this I can answer.
那神还没有结束。
But God didn't finish.
跟着要来第二次的向他发出一些问题。
Second time he gave him another group of questions.
那就是40章第6节到41章。
It's chapter 40, verse 6 through chapter 41.
那这一方面是讲到神控制了道德世界的那个伟大力量。
It tells that how God is control the moral status in this universe.
所以这个40章第6节到14节是讲到神怎么样管制骄傲的人。
In verse 6 through 14 tells how God controls the proud person.
那15节到末了是讲到神怎样创造那个大力的河马。
Verse 15 until the end of this chapter tells how God create the mighty Hippopotamus.
那么这个41章整个一章呢是讲到一个鳄鱼的事。
Chapter 41 talks about the animal Leviathan.
那这个实际上不是这个原文的意思并不是鳄鱼。
The original language doesn't mean crocodile.
那是你看这个字是33章17节有同样的一个字。
Chapter 33. Verse 17 has the same word.
33章17节，好叫人不从自己的智谋不行骄傲的事。那这里这个骄傲者跟这个鳄鱼原来是一个字。
To keep man from pride, the pride and the crocodile is the same word.
35章12节也有同样的字，骄傲者。
Chapter 35, verse 2 has the same word.
所以在这里并不是形容这个鳄鱼没有人能够制服。
It doesn't say that the crocodile is not controllable.
乃是用这一个形象让我们知道有一个全世界最骄傲的人。
Through this description, we know that this one really is the most proud.
所以好多人根据这个是讲到宇宙后面的 那个最骄傲的撒旦而言。
This implies the one behind the universe, this earth is Satan.
我个人觉得这个解释是相当合适的。
I think this explanation is appropriate.
因为你看在这41章的31节有这样的翻译。
Because chapter 41 verse 31 has this translation.
有的人翻译叫做 他 是骄傲之子的王。
He is king over all.
又是一切骄傲之物的君。
He is king of all the sons of pride, the monarch of the proud creature.
那这里就很明显指着撒旦而言。
So it's very evident it's talking about Satan.
没有人能够管理他。
Nobody can rule over him.
但是神能够管理他。
But God is the only one can rule over him.
这整个的几章圣经问了好多的问题。
This few chapters has a lot of questions.
那都是神本身的作为和他的智慧。
All because of his mighty works and his wisdom.
以及他的大能。
And his wonderful power.
一共有多少问题呢？
How many questions were there?
问了约伯184个问题。
He asked him 184 questions.
为什么神问这些问题啊？
Why God asked him all this?
你有没有知道神为什么问他？
Do you know why God asked him?
你说这有什么呢？ 大欺小就是了。
Oh, it's just somebody who is stronger try to control the weaker.
好像神在约伯的面前充人呢。
He tried to show off in front of Job.
是不是这样呢？
It's truly that, like that.
如果神向约伯充人了，这个神就算不得什么了。
If God wants to show off in front of Job, then our God is really nothing.
神乃是借着这些问题来启发他的信心。
Through all the questions, God wants to lead him to come to the point of faith.
启发他有一个最完美的信心。
It's to help him to have a complete faith.
让他能够因信得义。 得胜到底。
So that through faith he can come to victory.
神要他看见整个的宇宙穹苍万事万物。
God want him to see in the universe everything.
都是神所设计的。
It's all planned by God.
没有什么可以修改的余地。
Nothing can be corrected.
没有什么错误的地方。
There's no mistakes anywhere.
神所造这么丰富的一个宇宙。
Such abundant universe God created.
都是各适其用，各适其所。
It's just perfect. Everything fits to its own purpose.
从来神供应这么一个奇妙的宇宙，没有出过乱子。
God provide us with such a wonderful universe. No problems ever happen.
没有什么的错误。
No mistakes.
那神，并且能够管理那个看不见的形而上的那个道德的宇宙。
God can even rule over the moral standards, the pride which is on the earth.
他没有错误过一次。
He has never made any mistakes.
这么多的事，他没有错误过一次。
So many things, and he never made one mistake.
暗示约说，难道我就是对你有错误吗？
Now God said to Job, Can I make any mistake to you?
你这个小人，我就没有办法把你忘记了吗？
You think I can forgotten you, a little man like you?
所以这一些的问题，不是神在那里显示他自己的威风。
God really wasn't showing his own dignity.
乃是让约伯对于神有一个完全的信靠。
He want Job to have a complete trust on God.
我们看见神真是体贴约伯。
We know God really loves Job.
他宝贝他的信心。
He think is precious for his faith.
所以他愿意成全他的信心，一直到底。
He want to fulfill his faith until to the end.
所以我们了解了这一点，你发现好像神讲的话并没有直接告诉他为什么受苦。
Through all the talks of God, it seems to be God didn't tell them directly why he suffered.
所以好多时候我们读了约伯记。觉得怎么搞？这个神讲话也是无头无尾，讲这一套干什么？
Sometimes after we read the book of Job, we don't know why God talked all this. What's the reason of it?
并且一讲以后，约伯就服下来了。
But after God talks and Job becomes so submissive,
好像约伯给喝坏了一样。
As if he was frightened to.
这完全是不了解这个圣经。
It's because they don't understand the Bible.
神为什么不把他受苦的原因、受苦的目的告诉他呢？
Why God didn't tell him the reason he let him suffer?
这一告诉这个试验的性质就给破坏。
If he tells him the nature of the trial is disrupted,
这就是神在那里考试作弊。
Then God is cheating in his test.
有没有老师考试作弊的？
Have you seen any teacher cheat?
啊，学生考试作弊有啊，老师也有作弊的。
Students cheat, teachers sometimes cheat too.
啊，怕学生都不及格，我的教授面子难看。
He's afraid that student cannot make good grades. It's a losing face for the teacher.
所以预先告诉考几题，这几题一定考的。
Tell the students these problems will be included.
所以做个学生都考及格了。
All the students can pass.
神不愿意约伯是这样子的混过去。
But God doesn't want to do this way.
所以仍然不告诉他。到底为什么？
He didn't tell him the reason until today.
让他伏在神的面前。
First, let him to be submissive.
知道神在他身上没有做错。
Knowing that God never make any mistakes.
当神这一番话讲出来的时候，
After God said all this,
我们就发现达到预期的效果。
We know he has received the expected result.
首先，他的自信、自负就崩溃。
First, we see that his self-confidence collapsed.
他并不像他所想象的那么完美，完美到一个地步啊，好像是一个公义的化身。
He is not as complete as he thought himself, even self-righteous.
发现他这么久试验以来，他有许多的怨言，许多的不满，许多不正确的思想都出现在他这个人的里面。
During the period of trial, and he has exposed his complaints and disobedient to God.
因此，他晓得他还有很长的路需要奔跑。
So he knows there's a long way for him to run.
啊，并不是已经当跑的路跑完了。
It's not the way he should run. It's already finished.
还要继续的追求，追求更美的义。
He has to continue to seek for the more beautiful righteousness.
啊，也因为这个缘故，神打开他的眼睛，让他看见灵界的奥秘。
Because of that, God opened his spiritual eyes so he can see all the mystery.
我们一起来看四十二章第一节到第六节。
Let's read together chapter 42.Verse 1 through 6.
我们一起来练。
Let's read it.
约伯回答耶和华说：“我知道你凡事都能。”知道你。是我不知道。行。我是你。我是你。有你。我现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔自己。他的灵眼打开，看见三件事。
When his spiritual eyes was open, he saw.
第一件事就是对于神的全能有更深的认识。
He knows more about God's Almighty.
这一个认识是认识在他的身上神的全能。
He knows this is that his own understanding also the true power of God.
这个全能发生在他的身上。
And this almightiness is executed on him.
原来约伯不知不觉已经到一个地步。
Unconsciously, Job has come to a situation.
没有什么人能够教导他。
Nobody can teach him.
因为都不够资格。
Because he feels nobody is qualified.
没有一个人能够让他认识他的需要。
Nobody can make him to understand his own need.
性格，他的一切都是不可以改的了。
And his character and his disposition can never be changed.
神说，人不能改，我能改。
But God said, man cannot change him, but I can.
人不能要你知道你需要什么，我能叫你知道。
Man cannot make you see the need of yours, I can.
我们的神实在是个有办法的神。
Our God is really very wise. He knows how to deal with us.
弟兄姊妹，人家把你没有办法。
Brother and sister, nobody can do anything to you.
从前你在家里，妈妈把你没有办法，爸爸把你没有办法。
When you were in a home, your parents cannot do anything to you.
啊，这个。你结婚以后，丈夫把你没有办法，太太把你没有办法。
After you're married, the husband and wife cannot change you.
你如果神爱你，你看他，得等着瞧好了。
If God loves you, wait and see.
你看神对你有没有办法
？And see how God can deal with you.
我们看旧约里头有一个人，谁也没有把他有办法。
There was one man in Old Testament. Nobody can do anything to him.
是谁啊
？Who is he?
不知道。雅各。
Jacob.
这一个人真是了不得的。
He was a great man.
哥，脑筋里头诡计多端。
He has a lot of wicked devices.
你没有想到，他都已经想到。
He think always ahead of anybody.
在他妈妈肚子里，他就作怪。
He even start his mischievous work in the womb of his mother.
这样的一个人，你看到哪里人都给他要给他抓他两把。
Wherever he goes, he always grabs something from others.
啊，所以你看看，搞我那个家里头鸡犬不宁。
So the whole family was disturbed by him.
啊，父亲给他骗得头头转。
And his father was deceived by him.
啊，他妈妈给他骗得好像喝了迷魂汤一样。
His mother just deceived, just loved him so much.
哎，哥哥也给他搞得哭起来了。
His brother was influenced by him and cried so bitterly.
这一个人真是一本万利啊，真是犹太人的祖宗。
He always wins something. Really, is a true Jew.
哪有这样的一碗红豆汤换来永远的祝福
？How can a bowl of bean soup can change the eternal blessing？
那神说：“好，我等着你呢。
”God said, "Wait and see."
啊，慢慢你看看，我也没有把你办法。
Wait and see whether I can deal with you or not.
所以你看，后来他就腿瘸了，一定要主祝福，他过不去。
But later on, he become lame because. He asked God to ask for blessings.
我们感谢神，我们是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
We thank God that we are His workmanship created in Jesus Christ.
如果神不对付我们，我怕我们不是属于神的。
If God doesn't deal with our shortcomings. Maybe we don't belong to him.
如果神知道你有古怪的脾气，厉害地对付你，你要为此感谢神。
If God deal with our peculiar nature, we have to thank God.
你很好，而神给你很大的对付，你要更加感谢神。
If you are very good, God still deal with you. You have to thank God greatly.
让你认识他在你的身上是个全能者。
So that he can make you know that he indeed is Almighty God.
那么他的灵眼打开的第二是什么呢？
What did the second thing he see after his spiritual eyes was open?
他说我在厌恶自己。
He said, I abhor myself.
在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
I repent in dust and ashes.
啊，这个厌恶啊。不是一个很轻的名词。
Abhorn or hate is not a very light term.
我们常常都是很客气的。
Often we are very polite.
哎，我不行啊。
I cannot do it.
我这个人真是不好啊。
I'm not good enough.
那如果真是这样，别人讲你不好，你不要生气啊。
Indeed, to feel that way, don't get mad when somebody talks to you.
好多时候来，我们说字不好，是只能自己说，不能别人说。
Sometimes we say we are not good enough, we can only say ourselves, not others.
啊，有的时候你看看夫妻两个吵架，这个越吵越凶，原因就在这里。
When husband and wife quarrel, that's the main reason.
明明自己字不好，还要别方赞两句。
Sometimes we know we are not right, but we still want praises from the other.
实在并不厌恶自己。
Actually, we never abhor ourselves.
所以我们不知不觉的，我们可以不靠主来做什么。
Unconsciously, we just forget to trust God.
我们成就了什么呢？我们觉得是我做的，不是神做的。
If we have some accomplishment, we think we did it, not God.
认识自己实在是一个很深的功课。
To know ourselves is really a hard lesson.
能够到一个地步，能够像保罗说，在我里面毫无良善。
If we want to know ourselves, we can come to a situation like Paul said, there's no goodness in me.
我们与人之间就不会有太大的困难。
Then we will have too much problems with others.
这只有在神的面光之中，荣耀的光里面，我们才能达到的境界。
We can only attend to this in the glorious light of God.
那么第三个灵界打开，就是认识神的自己。
The third point he knew about is God himself.
我们知道我们认识神有几种不同的阶段。
We know there are several stages to know God.
一个就是风闻有理。
First is to have heard about him.
是听别人说的。
Somebody else told me.
所以常常会受别人这个学说的影响。
Usually, this will be influenced by the other's teaching.
还有一种就是知识的认识。
The second is the knowledge.
我们对于神的知识很多。
We have a lot of knowledge about God.
但是在我们的心灵的深处，并不真正的认识。
But deep in our heart, we don't actually know Him.
那这一些知识与我们的生活没有发生任何的关系。
The knowledge is not related to our life, daily life.
以至于我们没有方法能够产生因认识神而有的见证和能力。
So we cannot have a good testimony produced by our faith.
那一天我讲到所罗门的事。
One day I mentioned about the King Solomon.
有一个姊妹说，我知道所罗门是很认识神的。
One sister came to me, I understood that Solomon really knew God.
我们只能说所罗门有认识神的知识，而没有实际的那个经历。
We can say Solomon had the knowledge of God, but he didn't really have the experience with God.
没有了真正的那个属灵的看见。
He did not have the spiritual vision he had.
所以你看见在这个所罗门的人生的任何事里头，没有一件事神与他是发生关系的。
So everything Solomon did in his life.God has no relation with it.
这个传道书讲到神这个字。
Ecclesiastes talk about the word God.
但是在传道书里面没有一次提到主耶和华这样的字。
The Lord, Jehovah has never been mentioned there.
那这里头大有分别的。
There is a difference.
我们可以说一个不是基督徒，他也可以相信有神。
A non-Christian, they believe there is God.
甚至于他也相信偶像不是神。
They all even believe idols are not.
但是这个神跟他有什么关系呢？
But what's the relationship of this God to him?
神是神，我是我。
God is God, I am still myself.
并不对于神有敬畏，有一种奉献侍奉的态度。
He never fears God or have a heart to serve him.
所以这种知识毫无用处。
So knowledge doesn't make any, doesn't help anything.
那今天很多的基督徒对于神的认识也停留在知识的阶段上。
Many Christians, the knowledge of God just stop right there.
他好多时候要用一种方法去来认识神，要用手去摸，要用这个感觉去体会。
Sometimes he wants to touch God and to feel God.
其实神是个灵。
God is a spirit.
这个灵是一个实际的东西。
The spirit is a reality.
我们必须要进入到灵界里头，我们才能够了解这个事实是多么的奇妙。
We have to enter into the spiritual realm so we can understand this thing is so wonderful.
所以保罗，你看他认识神，跟我们认识神就有很大的不同。
The way Paul knows God is different from our knowledge to God.
保罗认识神，丢弃万事。如同粪土。
When Paul knows God, he forsake everything, treat them as rubbish.
这里我们都知道，不是一个很困难的事。
We all know it's not a very difficult thing.
没有一个人觉得丢粪土很困难。
None of us think to throw away the dung is very difficult.
为什么保罗能够到这个地步呢？
How could Paul can do that?
是因为认识基督耶稣为至宝。
Because he has known that the Lord Jesus Christ is most precious.
所以那些东西大放下不是很困难。
So for him to forsake all that is not very difficult.
那是很容易的事情。
It's easy.
那我们为什么缘故耶稣很宝贝，都很知道。
We all know that Jesus Christ is precious to us.
但要我们丢下的时候，看了再看，看了再看，最好不要丢了，丢耶稣好了。
If he wants us to forsake something, we keep on looking at it, then probably we'll forsake Jesus himself.
我们没有。进到了灵的实际里去。
Because we haven't entered into the spiritual reality.
所以你看，在以弗所书里面讲到这样的事。
So it's said in the book of Ephesians.
保罗一开始把我们带到天上属灵各样的福气里去。
God, Paul first led us to heaven to enter into all the spiritual things.
那些东西啊，对于保罗说起来都是一些事实。
All those things to Paul is a reality, is a fact.
都是他侍奉的那个背后力量的根源。
Is the source of his strength when he served God.
但是他发现呢，这些弟兄姊妹并没有进入。
But he found most of the brothers and sisters did not enter into it.
他们有一个追求的心。
They have a heart of seeking.
所以保罗就为他们祷告。
That's why Paul prayed for them.
让他们也进到那个实际的里面去。
So that the brother and sister can enter into the same spiritual realm.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's see Ephesians chapter
1. 以弗所书第一章十五节练起。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15.
一直练到第二十一节
Through verse 21
我们一起来练因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒就为你们不住地感谢神祷告的时候常提到你们求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀并知道他向我们所信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活叫他在天上坐在自己的右边远超过一切执政的掌权的有能的主治的和一切有名的不但是今世的连来世的也都超过了那这里讲到有三个灵界的事实
He mentioned about three spiritual facts
第一个就是我们所相信的主
First is the Lord we believe
第二个就是这位主对于我们的恩召是一个荣耀的呼召
Second, the calling of the Lord is a glorious call.
第三个就是属灵的大能大力。
The third is the spiritual power.
这些东西都不是任何世上的事物所能够比较的。
All these things cannot compare with the worldly things.
但是呢， 都是神所要赐给我们的。
This was intended, God intended to give this to us.
我们用什么办法能够得着呢？
How can we receive all this?
不是用手抓。
Not to grab with our hands.
也甚至于不是用我们的热心。
Not even use our enthusiasm.
也甚至于不是用我们就是光光读读圣经。
Not only by reading the Bible.
啊，必须要求神把那智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
We have to ask God to give us the knowledge, spiritual knowledge.
要照明我们心里的眼睛。
So that our spiritual eyes can be opened.
那这个心里的眼睛就是灵眼。
The eyes in our heart is spiritual eyes.
那只有灵界的东西能够启示灵界的东西。
Only the spiritual thing can arouse the understanding of the spiritual.
因此，当我们的灵眼被圣灵开启的时候，我们进入实灵实际里去。
When our spiritual eyes are open, we can enter into the spiritual realm.
在那一个境界里面，这个世界就算不得什么。
In this kind of situation, then we count this worldly things.
那在这里，你就晓得最后约伯进入了这个灵界。
Finally, we can see Job entered into this spiritual world.
所以他的痛苦还是在。
He still have all the troubles.
在他的心灵里头，已经觉得有力量能够承担。
But in his heart, he had the strength to take it.
我们大家一定要注意到这件事情。
We have to pay attention to this.
约伯的苦难在这个时候还是没有消失的。
We know none of the problems is taken away at this moment.
我们不要以为这一显现后病忽然之间好掉了。
It's not when God appeared to him, all the trouble is taken away.
还是同样的处境。
He still have all the problems.
到后来他真正的得胜呢，神就不单言把这些东西拿去。
When he indeed won the victory, God removed all the troubles away from him.
那灵里头解决的问题呢，要实际上有行为的见证。所以四十二章七节到第九节就讲到这一方面的流露。
When his spiritual problem has solved.
这一方面的流露。
When his spiritual problem has solved, then in chapter 42, it has the testimony, and all this explains this.
我们一起来念约伯记四十二章第七节到第九节。
Together, chapter 42, verse 7-9.
多读几节，我们就读到第十节。
Let's read until 10.
七节念起。耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利发说，我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的事。现在你们要取七只公牛、七只公羊到我仆人约伯那里去，为自己献上燔祭。我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷，我因悦纳他，就不按你们的欲望办你们。你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的事。于是提曼人以利发、苏雅人比勒达、拉玛人说法，照所吩咐的去行。耶和华就悦纳约伯，约伯为他的朋友祈祷，耶和华就使约伯从湖景返回，并且耶和华赐福给他的比他先前所有的加倍。那这里要开始神要看他们用十分实际的见证来赐福给约伯和他三个朋友。
Through their actual testimony that God want to bless them and the three friends.
首先，神向三个朋友发怒。
First, the Lord was angry with the three friends.
好像神收拾了约伯呢，现在说我来收拾你们三个。
God has taken care of Job, then he is turning to his three friends to take care of them.
说你们讲话讲的没有约伯讲的好。
He said, "What you talk is not as good as Job did."
所以我现在要向你们发怒。
I'm going to get mad at you.
哎呀，这个三个朋友真是觉得很冤枉。
And they feel they were mistreated.
我们来都是爱心来的。
We came because of love.
我们讲话也没有什么错的。
We didn't actually have any mistakes in our discourse.
但是神说，我们议论他不如约伯议论的事。
But God said, "You're spoken of me not as right as Job did."
约伯骂你，我们还辩护的不得了，你还说他讲的对。
When Job complained about you, we try to explain to him why he's to blame.
那是不是神偏心呢？
Are you partial to Job?
因为他受苦，所以特别的原谅一点呢？
because he suffered, then you are partial to him.
我相信神不是这样的。
I'm sure it's not the case.
神乃是说，在他们的话语的里面有不正确的地方。
It's because in their talking there are some mistakes there.
就是以为他们对于苦难的问题已经全部的得着了启示。
They thought that they had the complete revelation about tribulation.
以为神对待一个人要罚他唯一的途径就是使他受苦。
They thought the only way to punish a sin is to make him suffer.
除了这个之外，苦难没有别的意思。
And besides that, there's no meaning.
但是约伯不承认这一点。
But Job didn't accept it.
认为在他的经验里头，苦难不一定全部与罪有关系。
In his experience, he doesn't think that affliction always related to sin.
神就根据这一点，要把他们的愚昧、自满把它拿去。
So God wanted to take away the folly.
那么神所以说他们不对呢，也是根据实际的光景而说。
God criticized them is because of some true facts there.
人实际的光景怎么样，只有神知道的。
Only God knows our true situation.
你看这个以利户啊，劝约伯的时候啊，常常讲到我，不是以利法。
When Elijah talks to Job, he always mentioned about I.
以利法说你要好好的接受神的惩罚。
He said, take the discipline from God carefully.
讲完以后，那至于我呢，我却要怎么怎么怎么。
As for me, I'm going to do this and that.
好像他能够比约伯更会受苦，更能够忍耐。
Sounds as if he can take suffering better than Job.
实际上只有神知道这个以利法能够受苦受到什么地步。
Only God knows far away from Job.
所以神呢，让他们知道自己的错误。
So God wants them to know their own mistakes.
不但这样
，Not only that.
神说，你们要去认错。
You have to acknowledge your mistakes to Job.
要带七只公牛，七只公羊。去他面前认罪。
Take seven bulls and seven rams to go to Job to acknowledge that you're wrong.
实在是个非常尴尬的事情。
It was embarrassing.
本来就说你有罪，现在反过来自己去认罪。
At first they thought he had sinned, but now they have to confess sin to them.
你是怎么认得出来呢？
How could they do this?
那当然是有罪可以认。
Of course they have some they can confess their sins.
你免费给人治病，你把人治得越来越坏，当然是也有你的错误在其中。
You try to cure some disease, but you get it, you do it worse. Of course, that's your mistake.
我们很感谢神，这三个朋友啊，真是够朋友了。
Thank God, these three friends, they are true friends.
一点也不怕难为情呢。
They were not embarrassed.
神要认错就认错了。
God asked him to do, and they did according to what God told them.
他不是说我要有错，约伯也不对呀。
They didn't say, "Well, I'm wrong. Job was wrong too."
到底我们的心比他是对他是好的。
But we had good heart to.
所以他先要说他脾气不好，我一定认错。
If he acknowledged he had bad temper, then I will confess to him.
一点不问约伯怎么样，他们就带着牛羊去献上赎罪祭。
Without saying anything, they just took the bulls and the rams go to Job.
这就是在主里朋友的真实形象。
This is a true friend in the Lord.
在真理里头，神的真理里头彼此相待。
We treat each other with God's truth.
那这样子的朋友是坚固不动摇的。
This kind of friends is a firm friend, never shaken.
这样的朋友是不怕得罪的，神有办法把这样的友谊再恢复过来，比从前更好。
And this kind of friendship can never be shaken.
那到底是不是神认为约伯一点没有错呢？
Do you think God think Job is perfect, no mistake at all?
三个朋友一点都不对呢？
All the faults is for the friends.
神是公平的。
God is just.
神仍然欣赏他们三个人的爱心。
God still appreciate their love.
所以我们看见这里一节圣经是非常宝贝。
There's one verse which is precious.
42:9.
Chapter 42, verse 9.
于是提曼人、以利法、苏亚人、比勒达、拉玛人、说法。
照着耶和华所吩咐的去行，耶和华就悦纳三个朋友。
So Eliphaz and Bildad and Zophar went and did as the Lord told them, and the Lord accepted Job.
我练的是悦纳三个朋友。
He accepted three friends.
是不是按照文法是应该这样？按照他的
次
序应该这样，但是你看圣经不是这样。
But the Bible is not like that.
当他们顺服的时候，神说我悦纳约伯。
When they are submissive to God, God said, I accept Job.
是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of it?
哈莱斯知道这三个朋友从心里面不计较约伯的错误。
God knows that from the bottom of heart, they care nothing about Job's mistakes.
所以神也顺从他们的心来悦纳约伯。
Because of their attitude, God accepted Job.
那我们来看哥林多后书第二章，这就是那属灵道理的奇妙。
Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter
2. 十节和十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
我们一起念。你们赦免谁，我也赦免谁。我若有所赦免的，是在基督里面前为你们赦免的，免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，因我们并非不晓得他的诡计。当三个朋友不计较约伯的错，
When the three friends doesn't care the mistakes of Job,
约伯也接受他们的认错。
And Job accepted their confession.
那么神就赦免约伯。
Then God accepted Job.
那么约伯接受他们的认罪之后，约伯做什么事情呢？
What did Job do after he accepted the apology?
他如果真的为朋友赦免，他就应该为他们祷告。
If he indeed accepted their apology, he should pray for them.
所以第十节你看有一个相反的安排的说法。
So in verse 10, he arranged something else.
约伯为他的朋友祷告，耶和华就使约伯从苦境转回。
And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friend.
那么如果按照这个语句的翻译，我们应该怎么说？约伯为他的朋友祷告，他的朋友神就不向他发怒。
If we translate another way, if Job prayed for his friend, then God's anger is stopped.
那但是圣经不是这样说。
But it's not so in the Bible.
约伯，你真的爱心宽容他们，我就把你从苦难里头放出来，因为你完全得胜。
Then God feel that Job has forgiven his friend and he restored the fortune of his.
所以约伯蒙悦纳是在乎三个朋友。
The reason Job was accepted because of the three friends.
那三个朋友蒙悦纳是靠着约伯。
The reason the three friends was accepted because of Job.
所以最后呢叫做皆大欢喜。
So finally everybody rejoiced.
你说神能不能够让他自己直接的来把他们从苦境转回呢？
Do you think God can take away the trouble directly?
当然可以。
Of course he could.
但是这总有一点美中不足。
But still it's not, was not perfect.
人与神的关系固然是好了。
It is good the relationship with God.
但是约伯和三个朋友的关系呢，却造成了裂痕。
But still there's a problem among the friends.
所以神在最后的时候呢，在他的带领之下是上下和好，左右也和好。
From the wonderful leading of God, the reconciliation is vertical and horizontal.
经过了这样子一个变化，他们的感情会越来越加的坚定。
After this, their love was even more strengthened.
忽然之间一个奇妙的事发生了。
All of a sudden, something strange happened.
忽然他的病啊就没有了。
And his disease was cured.
他身体就恢复健康，
and he restored his health.
整个的处境啊，就进入这一个这个春光明媚的大道上。
And everything becomes so beautiful again.
很多奇疑失踪的人呢，现在纷纷出现。
A lot of people were lost before, came back.
啊, 这些人来干什么呢?
Why they came?
我们看第11节。
Let's read verse 11.
啊, 约伯的弟兄姐妹和以前认识的人都来见他, 在他家里一同吃饭, 又论到耶和华所降于他的一切灾, 都为他悲伤安慰, 每人也送他一块银子和一个金款。
Now all his brother and all his sister who had known him before came to him, and they ate bread with him in the house, and they counseled him and comforted him for all the evil that the Lord has brought on him. Each one gave him one piece of money and each a ring of gold.
请吃饭的没有，来家吃饭的都很多。
Nobody invited him, but a lot of people come to his house to eat.
那从前难过的时候没有悲伤的，现在难过过去了，我好早就为你难过了。
When he was miserable, nobody came to comfort him, but when now he everything's over, they come to comfort.
耶伯，你知不知道从前我常常为你祷告哦？
I told Job, did you know I prayed for you before?
现在我真是很感谢神啊，听我的祷告了。
Really thank God he heard my prayer.
不但这样，我现在愿意帮助你了。
Now I'm willing to help you.
这锦上添花的人多的是。
Always give something to the
很感谢神啊,
one who already had.
耶伯还是有缺中送炭的。
Thank God, Job still have some really needy friend give him when he is needy.
那以后呢，神给他的祝福就加倍。
And God increased his blessing twofold.
那又给他三个女儿，七个儿子。
Give him three more daughters and seven sons.
那你说为什么不生六个女儿，十四个儿子呢？
Why not six daughters and 17 sons?
那因为他在天上的并没有消失。
Because the one who are in heaven still there.
所以他有十个儿女在天上，十个儿女在地上。
So he had 10 children in heaven and 10 on earth.
他的三个女儿都有名字记载下来。
And the three daughters has names recorded here.
这个长女叫做耶米玛。
And the first called Jemima.
她的意思就是这个清明的日子。
The meaning of it is a clear day.
我们给她翻译叫做美晨。
Or called beautiful morning.
那么第二个儿子叫做基西亚。
The second daughter's name was Keziah.
意思就是肉桂。
The meaning of it is cinnamon.
那我们可以叫桂香。
Fragrance of cinnamon.
那么第三个女儿名字叫做基连哈普。
The third daughter's name is Karen Harper.
意思就是说装这个眼眉毛那种颜料的那个小瓶子。
Is a corn of the eye paint.
我们可以叫做惠美。这三个女儿都是当时最漂亮的女孩子。
And they were the most beautiful girls in that time.
那以后呢，这一个约伯他就寿终正寝，享足他的寿数，离开世界。
And Job enjoyed all his life and died at old age.
这就是这个约伯最终的一个结局。
That's the final result of Job.
好，我们看见一个人在神的手中。
When a man is in the hand of God.
在世界上面实在是一个有福的人。
It's indeed a blessed one in this world.
我们不过是学习神要我们学习的功课。
We're only learning lessons what the Lord wants us to
learn. 那位创造我们的主。
Our Creator.
他没有忘记我们。
He never forget us.
他在我们身上都有他的美意和计划。
He has a beautiful plan for each one of us.
这一种的美意只有信靠他的人才能够了解的。
This beautiful plan and His will, only the one who trusts Him can understand Him.
好多时候来，我们的信心软弱。
A lot of time our faith are weak.
因为我们把神当作跟我们一样。
We treat God as if He is a man.
没有想到神是神，我们是人。
But God is God, and we are only human.
所以这里有三节圣经，提出来作为弟兄姊妹的勉励。
So I have three verses I'd like to encourage with brothers and sisters.
第一节是在诗篇139篇。
First is in Psalms 139.
我们一起来看一看。 诗篇139篇
Psalm 139
第17节
verse 17.
和十八节。
verse 18.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。第二处是在以赛亚书第五十五章。
The second is in Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章第八节和第九节。
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and verse 55.
我们再一起来念。耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。第三处在耶利米书二十九章。
The third part is in Jeremiah.
二十九章。
Verse 29. Chapter 29.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
耶利米书第二十九章第十一节，我们再一起念。耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。这三处经文都讲到神的意念。
The three verses talks about God's plan.
这讲到神意念的三种性质。
The three natures of his desire, his plan.
大卫说，你的意念向我何等宝贵。
David said, how precious is your plan to me?
其数何等众多。
It cannot be numbered.
意思就是说，神对我们一生有很多的想法。
God has a lot of plans for our life.
并且每一个想法的性质都要我们成为尊贵。
Every plan is for us to become a dignified man.
有多尊贵，他就愿意我们达到那个那么尊贵的地步。
He wants us to attend to a glorious standard.
那神呢，最尊贵的意念就是让我们与他的儿子一模一样。
He wants us to attend to the glory as if it's his son.
他所以用一切的事物就是要我们达到那个标准。
Everything he did in our life is for us to attend to that purpose.
那么这个意念怎么样子能够实现呢？
How can we fulfill that
plan? 所以神就有很多的高超的一些计划在我们身上。
So God has a lot of beautiful plans.
那这个天怎样高过地？
He said, as sky is higher than the earth.
他说，我的意念也照样高过你们的意念。
Also, is my plan higher than yours?
所以有的时候你不能了解。
Sometimes you cannot understand.
因为这的确是超过你那个了解之外。
Really, above our understanding.
我就是跟你讲，你也不明白。
Even if I tell you, you still won't understand.
那但是你最后又发现，这个非常奇妙的神的计划在你我的身上。
But finally, you will find out the wonderful plan of God is in our life.
但你需要什么呢？
What do you need?
你需要信心。
You need faith.
所以我最要你明白呢，就是我的意念是赐平安的意念。
I want you to know my plan is to give you peace.
你也许一时不明白，但是我知道我为什么这样对待你。
Maybe now you don't understand, but ultimately you understand it.
你必须要在主的里面安息下来，仰望他。求他带领你过去。
You have to rest in God, ask God to lead you through.
这一个话并不是讲讲说说的。
It's not just talk about an easy way.
在约伯的身上，我们看见的确是如此。
In Job's life, we can see it was indeed.
在我们每一个信靠他的人身上也是如此。
It's also true in everyone who trusts him.
所以在这样一个神的看顾之下、带领之下，这人生是多么的有意义。多么的有乐趣。
In God's tender care, the life becomes so interesting and meaningful.
让我们一起为我们能够成为他的儿女感谢他。
Let us thank God for we can be his children.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
在我祷告之前，
Before I pray,
因为我知道我们中间还有些人没有得着这么宝贝的主。
I know a few of you still have not receive this precious Lord yet.
你一个人在地上活着。
Now you live on this earth.
虽然你周围有很多的人。
Even though there are a lot of people surrounding you.
谁是你最大的依靠？
Who is the one that you can indeed trust on?
你心里面有没有真正的依靠？
Do you have a true trusting in your heart?
你有没有一个稳定不变的方向？
Do you have a firm direction in your life?
你有没有知道你到底活着为什么？
Do you know why you live on this earth?
这一些问题。
All these questions.
你没有神，你永远找不到答案。
Without God, you can never find the answer.
神借着他的话向你显明他爱你。
Through his word, God revealed to you he loves you.
他知道你的孤单。
He knows your loneliness.
他知道你的惊慌。
He knows your concern.
他知道你的需要。
And he also knows your need.
他说他愿意帮助你。
He said he's willing to help you.
胜过你愿意帮助自己。
More than you want to help yourself.
我愿意问一问有没有人愿意接受他的爱。
Is there anybody is willing to accept God's love?
需要用信心来接受。
You have to receive it with faith.
如果你愿意，你可不可以举起你信心的手向他表示一下？
If you are willing, can you raise up the hand of faith?
有没有？有举手，请你举手。好，感谢神。
Thank God.
还有没有？
Any other?
我们从前没有信主的，你的愿意，你可不可以举起你信心的手向他表示一下？
If you are willing, can you raise up the hand of faith?
有没有？有举手，请你举手。好，感谢神。
Thank God.
还有没有？
Any other?
我们从前没有信主的，你的一生神都在看顾之中，只要你接受他。
You haven't believed the Lord yet, but all your life the Lord is watching over you.
还有没有？
Only if you receive him.
有没有？
Any more?
好，感谢神。
Thank God.
好，请放下去。还有没有？
Any more?
还有没有？
Anyone?
我们感谢神为这三位弟兄和姊妹愿意接受主，我们感谢他。
We thank the three brothers and sisters.
我们现在低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们算得什么？已经是定睛在我们的身上，愿用你无限的智慧、慈爱倾倒在我们的一生之中。我们虽然在人眼睛看起来算不得什么，有的时候我们也觉得自己算不得什么，但是你愿意把我们看为你心上的人，是你工作的对象，是你爱的对象，我们赞美感谢主啊。求你使我们心眼得开，每一天都知道你的爱愿意倾倒在我们身上，让我们无论是福与祸，让我们知有一个心愿意投靠在你的面前，愿意明白你更多，愿意被你造就雕琢得更好。哦，神啊，让我们每一天的年岁都在你的面前有意义，有与你经验的价值。我们求主听我们的祷告。我们也为着今天有三位弟兄姊妹，他们举手向你表示愿意回到你的面前来，为他们感谢赞美你。主啊，我们知道这是你自己动了善功，主你感动他们，在他们人生各样的路程里面安排各样巧妙的办法把他带到你的面前来，也给他们有机会有一些朋友信靠主，能够把他们带到主的话语里，带到这个聚会里。我们知道你早爱他们，你暗中的牵引他们，主，为了这一切我们赞美感谢你。我们求主让他们今天在你的面前满得你的平安，让他们里头一切的彷徨、忧虑、黑暗都被你的爱所驱散，让他们的人生由你与他同在，满了那里面的能力。我们求主垂听我们的祷告，祝福他们未来的路程。这样祷告奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。